Welcome back. It's No Copay Radio. We're glad you're here. It's brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging, 303-480-6700, or drcog.networkofcare.org. Great information there. Jayla Sanchez-Warren, who runs the Area Agency of Aging, of course, is my partner, and I'm Murphy Houston. And Jayla, more guests in the house.
More guests. And man, we get the best guests on the show.
Well, we learn a lot. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, highly qualified, talented, exciting people. So and
that's just
the
me.
Same way. That's just you. My gosh. today we have Cheryl Krause Perello. She has her PhD from Rutgers University, where she researched and examined the relationship among loneliness, pet attachment, social support, and well-being of older adults. And I know from 30 years of experience that older adults love their pets, and they are vital to their successful aging process. And then we also have Allison Boyer, which I know I'm not saying that right. Boyer? She's going to say it right. And she's with us. She's a volunteer community ambassador for CPAW. She also graduated from Syracuse University with a Bachelor's of Science, University of Southern Florida with a Master's of Physical Education, and now she's studying at the University of Colorado to attain a Master's of Science in Nursing with an emphasis on veterans and military healthcare.
Gosh.
I'm telling you,
credentials.
Highly educated, qualified women here.
And the show's over, so good night, everybody.
Yeah. We don't have any time to talk about what they do.
Exactly. And Allison's been here before.
Yeah.
Because she talked about CPAW and veterans and dogs and all that kind of cool stuff. But Cheryl is brand new. And Cheryl, welcome.
Thank you. I am glad to be here and representing CPAW, which stands for Canines Providing Assistance to Wounded Warriors out of the University of Colorado College of Nursing on the Anschutz Medical Campus. So I appreciate everyone's time listening, and I look forward to having a nice dialogue.
Well, it's a good conversation, and we're kind of shifting, not necessarily just from the veterans, but we also know that in your experience as a nurse and a researcher, that there's some positive effects dogs have on older adults, their health, their well-being. I mean, I'm old. I got two dogs. They're a very important part of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that dogs help people of all ages. But, you know, looking back at my dissertation, I found that there's a lot of physical benefits and also psychological benefits for older adults who have pets. And some of the physical benefits can include, you know, increases in cardiovascular health, which is really important.
Because they'll take them out for a walk.
Right. Take them out for a walk. They will, you know, help them with exercise, maybe maintaining their weight or possibly losing weight if that was an issue for them. And, you know, decreasing blood pressure, decreasing cholesterol, triglycerides. So all that good cardiovascular health, I think that animals, you know, scientifically have been proven to support that. But anecdotally also, when you talk to older adults in the community, they will say that the pets keep them moving and they give them a purpose.
Pets, when you have them a long time, especially when you're a little older, it's like you understand each other. I mean, seriously. I mean, you can sit and talk to them. They're not going to respond, but you can tell by the look in their face that they kind of understand what's going on. And they, you know, cock their head to the right a little bit and shake their head and go, that's all I need.
Yeah.
Just somebody so I don't have to bother my wife. Let me talk to the dog. And they seem, is that true? I mean,
yeah.
You become so attached. It's
attachment.
You get to know each other really well.
Absolutely. And there's a reciprocal relationship with dogs, you know, through their facial expressions.
Exactly.
Through their sense of smell and hearing. So it's really, it's an interesting combination when you look at your dog and you look into their eyes and they're looking directly back at you. I mean, what a world of difference and a smile to everyone's face.
So everybody should have a dog, and they're available everywhere.
There are many dogs available, you know, through our shelters locally and nationally that need good homes. There are also a lot of breeders out there that breed dogs specifically for service dog work and for therapy work. So it really just depends on where you are and where you're at. But there are dogs available that need good homes.
And is it good for all seniors? Are we just making a generalization here that all seniors should have a dog? Or is there like a tryout period or test the waters period?
Well, I always say that dogs are not for everyone. So there could be other types of companion animals that are important to people, whether it's cats, larger mammals like horses. There could be snakes or birds that people relate to. And I really feel like the relationship between the older adult and the pet is personal. Right. And their decision on what pet would be, you know, useful or helpful for them as they're aging is they're at their discretion. So
it sounds good.
Yeah, it's great.
So, Allison, you've been here before. You kind of know how we do this. And the question I might have for you is, if older adults do not have resources for dogs, because dogs aren't free. I mean, there's medical expenses, feeding expenses, lots going on. And you maybe even where they live, they can't have a pet. How do we overcome that? What do you suggest?
So locally, there's several humane societies and animal shelters. For example, and Cheryl, I'm sure we'll talk about it soon, they have a research study at Max Fund. But Max Fund, they have all different types of animals and all different opportunities for aging adults or people that can't have the animals. You can walk dogs. You can just go there and socialize and pet the cats. You can bathe and groom the animals. They can also do fostering. So if they choose that maybe I want to do something for 2 weeks, maybe I have a 3-month commitment that I can offer. So you can be a in-home foster for a rabbit, for a cat, for a dog, for they have guinea pigs there. I mean, it's amazing. So they also have community events and fairs that people can like the Lucky Mutt Strut and Putting on the Max they have. Dumb Friends League is also local. They have an equine farm. They have the pet adoption partners, through different organizations throughout the community. Dumb Friends has 70 volunteer opportunities, and they even have it for, like, my child. She is 12 years old. She was able to do a volunteer at Dumb Friends for their animal program where she was able to name a cat. So really memorable for her. So if anyone has grandkids out there, there is opportunities that Dumb Friends has for as well. And then, while the grandkid is there, you could be there helping being a volunteer mentor or training other volunteers. This is how you handle a cat or a dog. So there's many opportunities out there if you can have an animal in your home.
Do you get the same, and maybe we'll ask Cheryl this, do you get the same effect if you're just volunteering at a shelter as opposed to having a dog in your house daily, morning, noon, and night?
Perfect question and segue to a research project that we're working on at Max Fund.
See, I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now we're currently recruiting participants to walk shelter dogs at Max Fund. And what we want to do is see if we're working with veterans for this specific project of all ages. So if you're an older veteran listening and you're interested in participating in our project, we'd love to speak with you. But we are walking shelter dogs and looking at how dogs affect the stress of the veterans while they're walking. So we're looking at heart rate variability of not only the veteran, but also the dog. And we're also collecting biomarkers to look at stress for cortisol and alpha amylase. So very interesting scientific background to find out exactly the question you're asking. Right. So if it's not a pet that you're attached to, is there still a physical benefit to walking? And does that reduce the stress for our veterans in our community?
So there's a lot of ways to get involved with pets or dogs.
Yeah. I mean, you can also take a trip to the zoo. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about. We have a beautiful Denver Zoo.
Right.
And you can take a field trip there. You can also get involved with animal-assisted activities or interventions at your local libraries, at community centers where older adults may congregate. You can also go to hospitals and long-term care facilities, which have these programs.
It's all good.
All good.
Now, Cheryl, several months ago, Allison told us about your research initiative, Canines Providing Assistance to Wounded Warriors. You were just kind of talking about that.
Yeah.
The University of Colorado College of Nursing on the Anschutz campus is where this is kind of going on. Is there an update with that program that we can talk about?
Well, we're constantly moving forward and trying to push the envelope to support our nation's heroes. And so we have many, many projects that are going on, not only in the Denver area, but in and around the country. We have a few programs that are taking place six states across the United States. So if you're interested in learning more about CPAW, you can go on our website. You can just go on do an internet search and type in CPAW, which is C-PAWW, or you can like us on our Facebook page. You can email us at cpaw@ucdenver.edu, or you can call us at 303-724-8282. So there's so much going on that I don't even think we have time in this radio interview to have a conversation about it. We're really excited to help our nation's heroes, and we thank all the people who served and all the listeners out there who may have friends and family that are serving now or who have served.
Does the effect of a dog have a different impact on a veteran as opposed to a senior citizen, an older person? Is it the same? I mean, these poor soldiers come back and they have all kinds of war-related issues, whereas a senior may not have that.
Everyone experiences stress, And I think that's where our initiative really is trying to make the difference and trying to support it with evidence. So regardless of the stress, if it's traumatic stress or just stress related to everyday living. So I really couldn't quantify that question with science, but right. there are a lot of good researchers out there that are doing work in this area. And I think the more people that get involved with older adults as we all age, because we all will be older adults at one point.
Exactly. Why are you looking at me?
And no, so it's an honor to age.
And so there is stress involved with, you know, going through milestones. So animals can help that. And we've been finding that. Now we'll see what the research shows with this project that we're doing at Max Fun right now. But we're really excited about the potential to help shelter dogs find forever homes.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I mean, all the dogs we've ever had, Dumb Friends League.
Yeah.
And we've had six over the years. Yeah. And, they
and
seemed,
so many coming from the hurricane-affected
yeah.
areas, dogs that need some homes. Can you imagine the stress that they've been through? You can help one another, right?
Exactly. Wow.
Give them some stability and give them a warm place to sleep, and you know you're going to get food.
Well, it's hard, I would think, on pets, too. I mean, you used to be with a family. All of a sudden, that family's gone, and you're left behind in a lot of cases because
right.
they couldn't take you.
Exactly. And one of the benefits of the study that we're currently conducting is at the end of it that the veteran can adopt a shelter dog and we will actually pay for the adoption fee.
That's
wow,
awesome.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it gives the dog a forever home and it gives the veteran,
and
if they're interested.
And remember, when you adopt one from a shelter, they typically have all those shots taken care of
yeah.
first, right? So, and they're spayed yeah. or neutered and
temperament tested
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, all of that stuff. So that's a benefit of working with a shelter.
Cheryl, how did you guys come about with this whole CPAW thing? I mean, I think it's so amazing.
Yeah, and thank you for asking that. Yeah. It really started with my husband. He's a Marine veteran, and we were living in New Jersey at the time, actually New York, when 9/11 happened. And being a nurse researcher, I really wanted to blend my passion for human-animal interaction with the older adults. And I had seen some of his trials and tribulations when he was down at Ground Zero doing rescue and recovery, and then actually up at the landfill for about a year and a half, and watched the stress every night when he came home and had to remove all of his clothes because of the soil from Ground Zero. We didn't know about the environmental hazards. And I watched him come home, take a hot shower, have a hot meal, and then sit with our little dachshund dog, Samantha. And I would watch him from a distance just petting her, and it would just seem like the stress would just melt away from him. And I knew right then and there was something about it, something about trauma and stress, that I needed to do something with the knowledge that I had from my work with older adults. And so I blended my passion, and one night over dinner on a cocktail napkin, because acronyms are huge in the military, we came up with CPAW, and we still have that napkin today. So
that's a great story.
That is a great story. I mean, that's an awesome story.
That's a God thing. I mean,
it was bigger than us.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in coincidences.
No.
Everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
And that's proof to me.
Exactly.
And now look what you're doing for veterans.
I know. And, you know, he lives in New Jersey and I'm here in Denver. And so I go back and forth. And so I feel like this is my time to serve.
Well, good for you. Mm. Good for you. And I can see where that would help seniors, especially in the loneliness aspect. If you don't have anybody anymore, a dog or a pet of some kind would be unbelievable.
Exactly. And my dissertation did find that people in the community who had pets found that their pets decreased their loneliness, increased their attachment and their ability to cope, and really improved their well-being. And a lot of that work has been published.
So, Allison, maybe we can squeeze you back in here and run down all the statistics and how we can get in touch with you guys.
Sure.
If somebody's sitting out there going, this might be perfect for my grandpa.
Yeah. So I also do want to go back to a question that you had about
yep.
When Cheryl was mentioning the zoo. You know, being that we are part of the University of Colorado, we do have a location. It's called CU South. It's down in Lone Tree. And they have the associate vice chancellor down there for enterprise development is Luella D'Angelo, and the assistant vice chancellor for academic affairs is Joanne Brennan. And what they do is they have really great academic programs that are geared towards wildlife, animals. So like you were asking, what can they do if they can't have a pet in the home?
Yeah,
if
right.
they want to have interaction with some kind of an animal, whether
right.
it be, you know, a stuffed animal or, right. you know, a live animal. They have exhibit for fossils. They have a Globology, which is a 30,000 square foot exhibit where you walk through and you can learn all about the different rainforest, and they have the aquarium and they do the feedings. So there is a whole wildlife experience down there that,
right.
You know, if you need to have that interaction with some kind of live animal, then that's a great place to go as well. But back to CPAW. CPAW, again, their telephone number is 303-724-8282. And our website, if you wanted the website, is www.nursing.ucdenver.edu/c-paww. And their email is cpaww@ucdenver.edu.
Good job, you guys. Cheryl, thanks for coming in.
Thank Continue you so much
luck
for having
there.
Me.
We'll have you back. Allison, thank you again for what you've given us. And another great day here on No Copay Radio.
Thanks so much.
So we're going to leave you now and hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions about this stuff, you can check out nocopayradio.com. We have a lot of the interviews there. We're so proud to have Denver Regional Council of Governments Area Agency of Aging as our sponsor. And Jayla, who's the boss there, is kind of the boss here. It's always good to have you here.
I wish.
Yeah, I wish.
I'd have better control.
Well, we'll see you all next week.